and the last two non-farm payrolls, the trend changed. Initially, it was America super strong, the red hot economy, all of this. Yes, the rest of the world is slowing, but we're Superman. And then suddenly that started to change. You had and the last two pieces of data that came in and the last two non-farm payrolls, the trend changed.
Francis Hunt, the market sniper, how you doing?
Great to be with you. Delighted to be with you, Andy. How's it going? Do you like my jungle? Welcome to the jungle.
I like it a lot better than my the bottom of my room here, the back end of my room here.
You've got a map of the world behind you there. You're the ruler of the universe. All you need is you're the ideal Bond villain. All you need is one of those kitty cats, those Persian cats, and stroking it.
Will be mine.
Right. Well, it was great to see you last week at the Rule Symposium. It was fantastic getting to know you and spending a lot of time with you. Really wanted to have you on. I thought hit it off really well there, but also just really wanted to have you on now, just because everything is really poised to grow nuts. Is going nuts. It seems like things have really coiled and now they're starting to let loose. So let's start with gold, silver, and then we'll go into crypto and show us the charts and the technicals of all of those.
Yes, indeed. Well, first of all, just for your so that your audience knows what a gentleman you and Drew were. You know, I show up from, you know, we've flown Cyprus, Cape Town, Holland, bloody Panama, and showed up at the show literally with our iPhones. And you guys gave me a studio to record some of the guys in between. That was both yourself and Drew. What a nice guy Andy is. So hit him a like just on character alone. Supporting another YouTuber. Some people are, you know, quite small-minded. I just asked for help from one and he ended up giving me studio services for 2 days. Thank you so much, publicly from me to you and my audience to your audience as well. What a nice guy. Then secondly, you asked a question about gold, silver. I'm going to add crypto in there if you don't mind. Yep. And I'm going to add the big determinant in all of that, the dollar in there as well. So, and this is where I actually got quite a bit wrong. I've been traveling and I didn't get as much time on the charts. I think I got quite a bit wrong. So we must also own up to where we're not getting things right. But we did see a rising wedge on the dollar index. I'll take you to those charts in a bit at moments. But the suspicion was the dollar has been broadly strong. So since the beginning of 2024, I think there was only 2 months that the Dixie was down. It was largely trading up. No huge candles. We'll show you this in a GIF if the audience can hang on. But largely, it's been a dollar generally grinding up. Remember, that's against the euro, the pound, a little bit of the yen, which is a big weakness story that we cover in our own channel at great depth. So I won't go too far in there yet. And then a little bit of Swiss franc and so Swedish krona, but in very small percentages. So the narrative into that rising wedge was we could have a bit of a pullback. And we talk about data in our live trading days as well, coming in trends. And the last two non-farm payrolls, the trend changed. Initially, it was America super strong, the red hot economy, all of this. Yes, the rest of the world is slowing, but we're Superman. And then suddenly that started to change. You had and the last two pieces of data that came in was unemployment number coming in higher, hotter. And then also you had the data of the core CPI falling well below expectations. So you're having now a crushed, in my personal opinion, we've been saying this for quite a long time, and now they're being forced to let it be reflected in the stats. There's quite a bit of wiggle with stats. I often say there's lies, damn lies, and statistics. But now you're even seeing it in the numbers. So my overall hypothesis, I think, is being validated. So some things we've got wrong, and I'll go into those. Overall, fundamentally, the consumer is wrecked, in our opinion, broadly, and in the States too, by the way. So there's people having distress. I've also got lots of anecdotes. I mean, we have figures. We actually had our small business, interweb platform company go under. We had all just little things. We were checking out at Best Buy, and some people will say, well, Amazon's killing Best Buy. But the guy who was really helpful, just chatting with him, saying, well, I'm not sure I'll be here next month, another round of layoffs. You know, you're just getting this feedback. And this is I'm in America, I'm in Miami now. And that's going on. So overall, retail consumer is wrecked, but stock market is climbing on the wall of worry, which is the stagflation. The flation is the devaluation of all fiats, which is probably at a very, very strong degree of losing value, which is why gold is close to near highs to answer, start getting to answering the questions you asked. Silver is perking up. And actually they'd been sustained strong. And that the one that had been a little bit out was Bitcoin. Bitcoin had been selling off quite hard during that period. And what's happened with the recent events, and I'm not going to go into the weeds. You've got a specialist guest coming, I think, on that with regards to the Trump Ian Nick shooting. But let me just say that the framing of all of that is shoe in for president now. So it's going to be real. It's a real engagement of base. Always ask who benefits out of these events. A shoe in for, you know, real engagement of base and a wall of numbers, possibly a landslide potentially implied in the election. Although I'll say there's still plenty months to go for a few more twists and turns. And also being framed now as the crypto-friendly option as well. Well, while I would question that in terms of the statements he's made previously, he was like King Dollar, which is the god market of fiats. And we talk about gold, silver, and crypto being anti-fiat. Let's just park that up. The more recent framing has been that Trump is crypto and supposedly more libertarian than Biden, who is totally decrepit in all senses. Anyway, so the notion is that it's a Republican win, which is suddenly combined with new releases by Larry Fink saying Bitcoin this, Bitcoin that, he's a big buyer in. And then Michael Saylor, you know, he did a big bulk buy around about the 67,000, only to watch a drop quite strongly into the mid-50s, low, mid-upper 50s. So now we're suddenly seeing quite a strong turn in Bitcoin, more so than we're seeing in gold and silver that never really dipped hard. So gold and silver are the less high beta. They do less weird stuff. Bitcoin [S2] Right. [S1] Was the only one not going up. And the crypto markets generally. And the big technical call I'm going to make, which I think is unique to us, so I try to give you something you're not going to get from anybody else, is that on a macro time frame, we think the alts, which is the alternatives to crypto, and the bigger cap alts, this is not, people like to use a rather derogatory term beginning with S coin. We're not talking about micro caps and meme tokens so much. We're talking about the very large macro caps. So Ethereum, the top 10 into the top 15. It's our very distinct house view that you're going to start to see major overperformance to Bitcoin. This bull market so far has mainly been Bitcoin. Some will say, well, Solana's done very well. And a new, fairly new token called TON has done very well. And here's the chart I just want to show everybody before I give you a charting take on dollar, gold, and silver. It's specifically insightful to us, and we do weird things like turning our charts upside down. But it's a very, very strong pattern. So what are we looking at? It's called the Bitcoin dominance. So just so that for some people that aren't chartists or haven't been following the crypto, what does it mean? It means how much of a percent Bitcoin is of the total market cap of crypto. So crypto, remember, overall in our reset hat view, is the on-ramp to UBI, CBDCs, and many other things. And the way they get you to engage is they turn it into a pumper mental game. So we all get in for the money to make money, but we are actually proliferating and engaging and making mainstream something that's going to deliver the surveillance finance system. Now, there's a lot of cryptos that have more app-based rather than digital gold function that Bitcoin has. And Ethereum is one of the first. Not necessarily the best, but one of the biggest and one of the first. So we see overall that this technical point that we're at right here is very, very specifically unique. It's a super low volatility period. So this is the Bitcoin dominance. What percent of the market cap, the total market cap, is Bitcoin. At the moment, that's around 55, if you have a look at it. Now, we've, just to doubly confuse you with a lot of concepts, we've turned the chart upside down. It's easier to see. So this is Bitcoin getting more dominant. In other words, going to 100% is that direction, and getting less dominant is the upside. So we correct for bull biases by looking also at charts upside down as well as the right way up. This is a technique because we all inherently, without even knowing this, have a bias, and we tend to see markets going up. And this structure is really, really interesting because it was in the 2017-18, we had a really strong move. So at the late end of going into the 20K Bitcoin high, the altcoins actually grew market cap far faster than Bitcoin. You went from around 90 right the way up to about 30 at the peak. So actually, when Bitcoin was at its highest point, it was the least relevant to the total market cap. The rest of the market cap was almost 70% of crypto. But when things collapse, those altcoins being much higher beta, think silver to gold, only more so, an amplified version. You went from 30% Bitcoin and 70% alts in the total of all crypto, right the way back down to 65. Bitcoin was 65 and the rest was 35. So you can see how volatile this relationship is. However, the structure eventually double based here and it shot very strongly. So the feature of it is that we have very strong up moves when there is a bull market. And when we then get the alt market part of the bull market, there are many big cap alt cryptos that really surge quite substantially, that they eat a lot of, even in an environment where Bitcoin's going up, that they eat a lot of Bitcoin's dominance. So at the peak of a bull, Bitcoin is actually least dominant, even though it's gone up, because other things have gone up even faster during that time. So for those that are engaged in crypto or might be engaged in crypto, the prediction that we're going to be giving you here is we had a very slow protector. So we had another bear market, which is typically, even though Bitcoin's going down, it's going down less so than the others. This time it was less violent. You'll see there was quite violent periods over here, and then a rising wedge and another violent period. This is more of a falling wedge. So this is showing a squeeze in it inherently. Now, when you get a squeeze, whether it's a falling wedge or a symmetrical triangle or what we call the Hunt volatility funnel setup, you get a violent breakout at some point. You get a violent breakout. Now, our overall position is showing you that when you get super low volatility in a pattern that's already squeezing, so you can see you are squeezed across the top on this falling wedge, and this is not a short time frame. Let's just remind you, each candle is 2 weeks, a fortnight. So just two candles is a month. This is an extended period from 2021 highs where you've been squeezing inside a pattern, but going marginally lower lows down, down, down. So this is building up. It's like a geyser that where the hot water is just building, building, and it's going to blow. Which way is it going to blow? And our call is that actually we're about to start the altcoin phase where Bitcoin can be going up. It can be going sideways. It can be going even down potentially, but it's going up at the moment on the dollar weakness. We'll come back to that dollar weakness point. But in actual fact, the alts are going to outperform it. So the dominance of Bitcoin is going to drop from 55, and we think it's going to run up to around 40 at that point. So that's going to mean Ethereum growing a lot quicker than Bitcoin, Solana, we like, and there's others, ADA turning in its dominance. So we're talking about big caps. I'm not talking about micro cap 595. I'm talking about from 15 upwards to, you know, three, four, and five, even with a stable coin still in there. So that's going to be a major outperformance period. Inside this moment that we actually got dollar weakness going down as well. And crypto really likes that. It needs a bit of dollar weakness. It's wind in its sails. So if you've got Bitcoin going up, which it is, so I will leave the final take on before I leave this slightly confusing chart because you're looking at it upside down, is that after a small pullback period, we think you're going to end up having a major, major run that will lead. And it might wait. This is not a short-term chart. Guys can't show up in 2 weeks' time and say you're wrong. This is single candle is 2 weeks. So this is a 4-5 year out thing. It could even wait till the next 4 year cycling, but eventually Bitcoin falls below 20% overall dominance. That tells you, you've got a lot of Nvidia type tokens that are going to play a big role in the status game. And they are going to potentially, I don't know what the Zoom does, very lots of balloons and everything. Thank you. You see them. They obviously like that comment. They're listening in. Those particular tokens are going to be chronically outperforming. So for investors for a 5 year cycle, the actual take from all this that I'm telling you is that big quality macro cap alt tokens such as some of the names I've mentioned, and we do the drill down in our community of which ones, and we might swap over certain periods as different dominances are overperforming. But I'd particularly point you to Solana and Ethereum at the moment, but also others like ADA that I've mentioned, potentially even XRP, are going to take dominance away from Bitcoin. So the overall market cap's likely to grow, and a lot of that growth is going to come from the other ones growing faster than Bitcoin over the next 5 years. So that's going to be bad news for people who are considering themselves as maximalists. So this is Michael Saylor, Max Keiser. They're going to actually, even while possibly doing quite well themselves, are going to be usurped by things that have gone up more, if we are correct on that. And I want to say this is one of the highest quality patterns. So I put this down as a Francis prediction that comes with quite high confidence. But I remind everybody, it's a fairly long term. It's a macro. So positioned as an investor for the next 5 years, that's my key takeout and point. So I'll leave crypto because I respect that a lot of your audience might not be engaged there. And we talk silver and gold, which I absolutely love. And also the dollar, which is so key. So go back to any further questions if you've got any comments, I'll let you unpack that.
Yeah, well, it seems like this is all dependent on dollar weakness, if you would, and that's really benefiting everything, well, except for the consumer, and you also addressed that. But dollar weakness is leading to crypto really exploding, and really look at the secondary coins, the macro or the high market cap secondary coins. And I say that secondary very respectfully, but we're just going to see a rotation out of the maximalist, as you called it. And this also has big time implications on the metals.
Yes. So, I've landed on silver, but let's start on the Dixie and just show the rising wedge we were referring to over here. So we were pointing that's a rising wedge, and we were on a daily here, and that after a rising wedge, you typically get a breakdown. So we posted that on X. By the way, the Market Sniper on X, if you want these, I do quite a lot of free updates outside just our premium wall with the Sniper Circle community. But we highlighted that you got your dip. You then got a hammer return move. This is very standard technical analysis. Midway down, you got a small minor rally, which is a broadening structure. And then you spilt your guts because that broadening structure actually points to continuation to the downside. You're getting a little bit of support now because you're at the 104 levels and you're getting a wee bounce there. But it's quite plausible that given the fact that, you know, Euroland cut and even the Swiss National Bank shocked people a couple of months back with a cut. And at that point, dollar was super dominant. Now everyone's realizing America's not different. And they're having to cut the pressure to cut is coming. I don't think the cuts are going to be big, long, near as much as people think, because we have a debt problem. That's a different discussion. I'm not going to drag you into those weeds. We only have half an hour. Go check other videos that I've done on why we can't get a huge cut. People think you'll go all the way back to naught and all of that. That requires people to be buying the debt market as a safety play. And because of the amount of debt being created, there isn't the bid there. So the Fed would have to be the biggest buyer. If you want to push rates to 1-3% again, you have to have a big buyer who's gobbling up debt. And let me tell you, the debt is coming at a faster rate than it's ever come before. The Treasury is spending $1 trillion every 100 days.
Right.
So that's all borrowed into existence. And people are saying the risk-free element of the USD tenure just isn't risk-free anymore. And it's about time. It's not even close to risk-free in my view. And we could have a super spike in rates to follow even after a small amount of cuts. And that will kill everyone who's borrowing. So watch out if you're too heavily in debt, especially on variable debt. Anyway, so the dollar, a bit of weakness there. This is quite a sustained pullback period, and that was data driven. And we pointed out that the data turned from the everything is awesome to the, whoa, okay, we're getting real warning lights now. And what you tend to do is you get trends also in the data. And this is why eventually we expected the dollar to fall. And then the technical analysis gives you, yep, it's fall. So you failed to make a new high here compared to that high over there. And then you're in the rising wedge. You were again squeezing. And that leads to the spill that you've now had. So in, for example, there's a setup that's quite our favorite setup if you're a currencies trader. So there'll be all sorts of people, I'm sure, watching your channel. I will always say, you know, gold against the yen is your best trade, but some people trading cross currency, the pound, believe it or not, that got hammered on their pension crisis a while ago is likely to actually get a little bit of a bid and is going up, has gone up. I wouldn't whale in right now after, you know, we're on a 2-day chart here. So this is a couple, each candle is 2 days. So that's quite a move you've already had, but we're seeing 140. So we have a HVF indicator that does our pattern setup draws that our community members get after a year. And I can show you that draw. And we're seeing 140 coming on this. So you see that purple line, if I just pull that down, 139, and you will likely not stop on the lines. You could get the key 140. That's quite a high level for a pound that we haven't seen in a while. I mean, at the beginning of this month, or what was the 27th of June, less than a month ago, you're at 126. So in FX terms, that's quite a substantial move. Remember, things don't go up in straight lines. We've just hit our first interim target here. So it's quite feasible after this video is run that you still get a pullback. Everybody thinks you're wrong. And then later you do this. We'll stall again at our second interim. So our methodology even tells us where you're likely to rest. You get interim targets before you get your final target run. So actually right now, and if some people, I'm fortunate to have, you know, multi-currency account. Now's the time to pivot your dollars actually into pounds. You're going to get a free bit of upside overall, in our opinion, on balance of probability. So I don't have a crystal ball. Sure. I have a probability-based methodology for upside. So that's a little bit on the currency side, pound to overperform the dollar and the euro too, but this is the best setup. So you're going to likely see that Dixie moving up because you're going to have two constituents that are both going up, and you can see the dollar got hurt again because the strength of the dollar got dipped. That also gave some respite to the USD yen trade, but that won't be for long. So the Japanese currency is the weakest in the room. So I tend to think these dips are great accumulation points. This is a macro trade. So the pound strong is for the rest of the year, next 3 months, maybe for the next year. The yen is almost a portfolio trade. Macro portfolio. You know, not only have we been short biased for 2.5 years, we're expecting another year and a half or plus of, you should accumulate the sell-off moments on it. I prefer not having it all in the dollar for exactly these reasons. So the USD JPY long is a trade. The best trade, again, if you can do it, is gold, Japanese yen, because gold is going to outperform all the currencies, is the best money in our opinion. But some people might be on an FX platform only, accumulate the USD JPY at this point, but only have half a size and have either the GBP or the Euro JPY. You can even do an Aussie JPY. Now we draw all the setups with targets in those other cross currencies, so that when you have the dollar pullback like this, you're not all your eggs in the dollar basket and now taking a massive beating. You're a yen weakness trader, not a dollar bull trader. Remember that. If you want to be bull, it's gold and silver. In the money world.
Right.
I just want to make sure, and there's some people in the audience that are all about dollar milkshake and it's all about dollar dominance. No. Go see the dollar against the Mexican peso the last 3 years. Go see it against the Singapore dollar. Go see it against the Swiss franc. It has been firmer generally than most countries. So it's not to call it the weakling in the currency box, but the currency box is a box of lepers.
Right.
Essentially. So, you know, don't be proud about being the least leprosied out in the leprosy.
The least spotty.
Yeah.
I've left you with that. Where do you want me to take you next?
We got maybe 5 minutes. Let's talk about gold and silver real quick. They're really screaming today, and they've been really firm here really since the springtime. So yeah, talk about gold and silver.
Good news for gold bugs, and I consider myself such. New high today.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. And it's beautiful. And what's that? Dollar weakness. So we drove our last YouTube, which highlighted this dollar weakness. It's about 2 or 3 days old now. Says gold to new highs, pound to new yearly highs. And that's now happened. So it's only through doing this interview with you that I'm now even checking it out. We don't sit every 5 minutes on the charts. We do macro positions that you can set and forget and go live your life. I'm sitting in a jungle in the back garden here, and it's only because of getting on with you that I'm actually seeing this. So thank you for bringing me to gold. The new high is in. Normally I put alerts for that thing, but for some reason or another, I've missed it. But this is beautiful. I mean, this is absolutely beautiful. And I want to highlight that one place where we warned that there could have been a problem and we were 100% wrong. The dollar was proving quite dominant, and that was before they got those two terrible. And we just warned, look, we're coming to this 2,300 level. Two things might happen. It's going to turn into a real floor of support, or you might, and we were at the time we were warning this, it was over here. Or you might be in a situation where you could have a small head and shoulder with a downside target. And I've left that on to prove that we did say it. As a possibility. Remember, we talk about possibilities and probabilities. Doesn't mean we all in on that, but I hedged and with a loss of $500 just in case we continued on that day for a downside, because you could have argued at that point, and this is where I say we were wrong on this, that you had a shoulder there and a head there. And right. When the reverse patterns are not even reversing, you're just getting real support. This is fire and brimstone. It's just not typical for normal continuation patterns, but that's how strong gold is. Regardless what it draws, it breaks out as continuation because we've got an absolute terrible currency environment.
Yep.
They're all garbage. They're all garbage. So normally we would say broadening structures, you might have resistance potential for a reversal. This is what's called an ascending broadening structure. We called this as a long beautifully. This one we got very right, and it gave us an amazing surge. But you can see even here, you had a bit of a broadening structure. And in the end, the market just melted up out of it. So this tells you a very strong bull, where even the possibility of reversals are just, it's just a pause area. There are no reversals. People are buying up along the bottom, and you're just melting up. Boom. And here you go. And now we had a new high for the year. And it's how awesome to be talking with you. Congratulations, gold stackers, silver stackers, your time is coming. We, Andy, Francis, sitting here in the back of a Miami garden, we've just run the high that was May, which I'll give you the number for when it was then, and it didn't take much long, and you're never too far in percentage terms from that high. So the last high was 2,450, 2.5, big number to fall, Andy, and we're $13 through the high now, and we're closer to 2,500. Then we are to 2,400, and we've just shown really robust support on the 2,300 level there.
Yep.
There and there. And a possible reversal was laughed off in the opposite direction with real momentum. The dollar doesn't have the backbone to hold back the gold tide, it just folds. So even when it tries and things slow down, the eventual outcome is it folds like an omelet and gold goes storming through. And there you go. We're up and away.
That's excellent. Francis, we got to run, but I want to give you real quick a shout out. Give us your how people can reach you and how people can follow you real quick.
100%. So why would you bother? First of all, it's totally free. Go to the YouTube, The Market Sniper. And if you like the crypto updates, The Crypto Sniper, remember the. The key part in our raison d'etre is these are reset abnormal times. The old advice doesn't apply. It's very hard. You've been brainwashed, coded. We've all been to various degrees. You've got pattern behavior within you that you don't realize. We are here to help you maximize wealth during a reset period, which is a non-standard economic environment, very peculiar to anything you've had or experienced before. And there are very few people that have specifically positioned themselves for reset wealth building. That is us, the Market Sniper. That's why we have the three logos, the Reset Sniper, the Market Sniper, the Crypto Sniper, covering cryptos, the geopolitics of what's actually going on in the financial, in the reset, and the Market Sniper, the charting of traditional markets so that you can maximize. And we are investment long gold. We regularly are trading to the long side gold. We almost never short now in these circumstances, and it's about building wealth so that you can maximize, because there is an asset stripping process that is in hand by the uni party, as you referred to it below, and you really need to position and get yourself optionality. Thanks so much for having me on, Andrew. Thank you for your support again. You're a gent, and I hope everybody gives this video a like just because you're a stand-up guy, never mind the great content.
The marketsniper.com.
Sorry, the website's themarketsniper.com if you want to book a call or anything and chat to us.
I'll put it all in the show notes. Francis, you were a gentleman. It was great spending time with you in Boca Raton, and I will be happy to share a set anytime with you. Have a good one, my friend.
All the best to you, Andy. Enjoy your day.
Take care.